Nolte, Never Forget Democrats Want to Remove Cops from Schools. By John Nolte on May 25, 2022. The Democrat Party can never be allowed to forget how hard it has worked to expel police officers from schools. At the state and local level, Democrats have and continue to push and push and push to remove police and leave school children defenseless. Why? Why would Democrats demand police be removed from schools and be replaced with gay porn and transsexual propaganda? I'll answer that below. But first, never forget this. Senators Chris Murphy, CT, and Elizabeth Warren, MA, along with Representatives Ayanna Pressley, MA, and Ilhan Omar, MN, introduced a bill that would prohibit federal money to be used to fund police in schools. And guess who was fully on board? The legislation has the backing of the two major teachers' unions, the American Federation of Teachers, AFT, and the National Education Association, NEA. It also has the support of a number of civil rights organizations, including the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights and the Human Rights Campaign. Why? Why would Democrats and powerful school unions want to leave children defenseless to any maniac who wants CNN to make him famous? Why would teachers' unions want to leave their own people defenseless? Aren't unions supposed to look after the people they represent? I'll answer that below. Never forget this. At least two-thirds of American high school students attend a school with a police officer, according to the Urban Institute, and that proportion is higher for students of color. Now, the national uprising for racial justice has led to a push to remove police officers from security positions inside schools. School systems in Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Denver, Portland, Oregon, and two districts in the Bay Area have all moved in recent weeks to suspend or phase out ties with police. Never forget this. When Minneapolis students go back to school in the fall, they'll find the hallways free of police. The local school board announced on June 2 that it would cancel its contract with the Minneapolis Police Department. In doing so, officials satisfied a long-standing demand of the local teachers' union and other local activists. Kind of overnight, people woke up, said Greta Callahan, the president-elect of the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers, Local 59. Never forget this. As part of the approval of the city budget Tuesday evening, all 12 Rochester police officers, known as school resource officers, designated to work within city schools were eliminated as part of an amended city budget, ultimately removing the officers from posts within the city school district for the 2020-21 school year. Never forget this. Denver Public Schools became the third school district in 2 weeks to sever a $1 million contract with its city's police department to remove officers from schools. A move that at least a dozen other school districts are considering following the death of George Floyd in police custody and the subsequent course of ongoing countrywide protests over police violence against black people. I could go on all day. Here's what we know for a fact. We know evil is going to shoot up schools. We know the corporate media will never stop incentivizing shooting up schools. Thanks to our pro-school shooting media, every school shooter knows that shooting up a school will give him exactly what he wants, the power to shake up the country. We know the only thing that will stop a maniac with a gun is a good guy with a gun. We know all this, and yet Democrats still want to remove cops from schools. So the question is why? And the answer is simple. There is no greater propaganda tool to push to disarm the American people than school shootings. Police in schools stop and discourage school shootings. If school shootings stop, Democrats lose their best propaganda tool. The less security in schools, the more school shootings, the more propaganda. We could protect our schools. As I wrote earlier, we know how to protect our schools. But Democrats and the school unions that own Democrats and the left-wing media do not want to protect schools. Why? Here it is. Because Democrats and their unions and their media believe disarming the public is a higher priority than your child's life. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.